as Anuttama Prabhu said, very auspicious evening on this Purnima. Lord Balaram appeared as the elder brother of Krishna. Krishna appeared in Dwarpa Yuga, and the same personality of Godhead, Lord Balaram, also appeared in Lord Ramachandra's pastime as Lakshman. And Lakshman was the younger brother. So Lakshman decided, I don't like this being the younger brother of Lord Ram, because I have to... He puts himself in difficulty, so I want to be his older brother. So he became the older brother. Even he was the older brother, his mood was that of service to Krishna. In fact, Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that the mood of service that we find in all living beings, what's the constitutional position of living beings? They're the servant. The eternal servant of Krishna. That mood of service comes from Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram is the source of many things. That's one of them. So, Anuttama also said that I'll speak briefly. He didn't use that word, but this will be one of the shortest Balaram appearance day classes you've ever seen. Here's Prabhupada's description from Krishna book, chapter 2. Prabhupada writes, one cannot attain the supreme platform of self-realization without being sufficiently favored by Balaram. Bala does not mean physical strength. One must have the spiritual strength which is infused by Balaram or Sankarsana. We're invited by Srila Prabhupada and our wonderful disciplic succession to move forward on the path back home, back to Godhead. And that path back home, back to Godhead requires some strength. So we can pray to Lord Balaram for that strength. In fact, Balaram or Sankarsan is the source of all strength. And as a result, he's also understood as the original spiritual master, just as Srila Prabhupada, as our founder Acharya within ISKCON, is performing that function of Shiksha Guru for all the members of ISKCON. But that function of Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru has its original repose in Balaram. He's the original spiritual master from whom all spiritual masters derive the strength and even the faculty to perform that service. So when we're honoring the spiritual master, we should remember that we're honoring Lord Balaram ultimately. In Bhagavad Gita, we find a description where the function of the Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra are described. Very unique, amongst all the forms of the Lord, Krishna appeared in a Vaishya family, generally in a Brahmana family or Kshatriya family. Unique for Krishna's appearance is that he appears in a Vaishya family. And according to Bhagavad Gita, Krishi Goraksha Vanijam, Vaishya Karma Swabhavajam. Krishi and Goraksha and Vanijam, the trade and commerce. But trade and commerce in what? In grains and dairy products. The fundamental economy in Vedic culture is agrarian economy. And Krishna is also Govinda, because he's very fond of the cows. He gives pleasure to the cows. Govinda. And Gopal, he protects the cows. So Krishna calls the cows by playing on his transcendental flute. And his counterpart, Lord Balaram, he's carrying his plow. Haladhar is another name of Balaram, because he's carrying the plow. And the plow is used for tilling the soil, for producing grains. Krishi and Goraksha, these two functions, Krishna and Balaram. They're transcendental brothers. Listen carefully. Go back. This is in one of the songs by Jayadev Goswami. We sing one of them every time we perform arti. We sing the Nrisinga prayers. And all the children, one of the first songs they learn is how to sing Nrisinga prayers. But those prayers by Jayadev Goswami are glorifying the forms of the Lord, the Leela avatar forms of the Lord, the principle Leela avatar forms of the Lord. And Balaram is one. So I think what I'll do is, for sake of saving time, I won't do the sound part. I'm going to mute the sound, but otherwise, if we had more time, we could sing. And this is the lyrics to Jayadev Goswami's song glorifying Keshava Drita Haladara Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of Lord Balaram, the wielder of the plow, all glories to you. On your brilliant white body, you wear garments the color of a fresh blue rain cloud. These garments are colored like the beautiful dark hue of the river Jamuna, who feels great fear due to the striking of your plowshare. This is one of Balaram's leelas, very famous leela. When Balaram came back, after Krishna and Balaram had left Vrindavan, and the residents of Vrindavan were heartbroken in the absence of Krishna, Balaram knew that. So he came back to Vrindavan. And just to pacify the residents of Vrindavan, at Ramghat, a place in Vrindavan, he performed his own Rasalila dance with another set of gopis besides Krishna's set of gopis to satisfy and pacify their hearts. It's described very beautifully in Brihat Bhagavatamrita that Lord Balaram promised the residents of Vrindavan again and again and again, I promise you, I'm the elder brother. Krishna must obey. I promise you, I will bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. Please maintain your lives. Don't give up your lives in separation from Krishna. I promise you. So Balaram went back to Dwaraka. No, he went to Mathura and tried to... No, it was Dwaraka. He tried to get Krishna to promise, and Krishna promised. But Balaram said, you lied. You promised me and you didn't go to Vrindavan. So Balaram has great affection for the residents of Vrindavan, and his transcendental plow is as transcendental as his spiritual strength. This is a painting by Pushkar depicting a scene that we find both in Mahabharata and in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. The scene is Balaram outside what we see on the left. It's a city of Hastinapur, because to make a wonderful, rich and long story very short because of time, the Samba. Who was Samba? Who was Samba? Don't know. Somebody knows. The daughter, the son of? Who was the, who, Krishna was the father. Who was the mother? Jambavati. Samba went to the Swayambar of Duryodhan's daughter and captured the hand of Duryodhan's daughter and was going to take the daughter of Duryodhan back to Dwarka and marry her. Duryodhana became very angry, and the whole army of the Kauravas surrounded Samba, and it took the whole army practically to subdue him, and they captured Samba and they went back and put Samba in prison. News, you know how bad news spreads fast. News went to Dwarka, and Ugrasena heard, Samba is in prison of Duryodhana. Assemble the entire Yadu dynasty army. We are marching to Hastinapur and destroy Duryodhana and his entire kingdom. Balaram said, wait. Before you assemble the entire army, let me go. I have a special relationship with Duryodhana. I believe that I can avert a huge war and bring a peaceful solution. So Ugrasena agreed. Balaram went all the way from Dwarka, all the way to Hastinapur, and he stopped outside and made a camp with his retinue. So the Kauravas understood. Balaram has come to visit Hastinapur. How fortunate. So they sent their ministers out to greet him and honored him and praised him and appreciated his wonderful presence. And please tell us what has brought you here to Hastinapur. He said, thank you for the nice reception. I've come for the release of Samba, and he should marry Duryodhan's daughter. Oh, Duryodhan didn't want to hear that. They closed the gate and left Balaram outside the palace. Balaram didn't like that at all. With his transcendental plow, he was pulling the entire city, not just the palace, the entire city of Hastinapur towards the Ganges River to immerse it and drown it and finish it. The Kauravas rethought their plan. They thought, we better go before Balaram and place our head at his feet and say, as many have said to such a personality as Balaram, we had no idea of your strength. Please forgive us. Here's Samba. Here's Duryodhan's daughter. Here's unlimited riches and gifts. Please let their marriage happen. Please spare our city. So Balaram put away his plow and went to Dwarka, where the marriage was to take place. Here's our Krishna Balaram in Sri Vrindavan Dham. When this land was acquired by Srila Prabhupada, because it's right in our temple in Vrindavan, is in the area of Vrindavan known as Ramanreti, which is one of the areas where Krishna went every day for herding his cows, and so Prabhupada, for that reason he described, he made the main deity of the Krishna Balaram temple, Krishna Balaram. And as in the deity form, the pastimes of Krishna are such that with Balaram, the cowherd boys, and the cows, and the river Jamuna, and the peacocks, and all the birds, and forest flowers, and all the residents of Vrindavan enjoy in their pastimes together. I mentioned earlier that Balaram is the source of the mood of service found with all living beings. He has such an intense desire to serve Krishna that he appears in each of the five principal rasas. He manifests the land of Goloka. He manifests as the servant of Krishna. He manifests as the brother of Krishna, as his friend. Because he's the elder brother, he even enjoys parental affection. And by expanding himself as Ananga Manjari, he appears as the younger sister of Srimati Radharani to assist Krishna in his conjugal pastimes with Srimati Radharani. This is the Radha Gopinath temple deities by the bank of Radhakund, and just right there is Ananga Manjari by the side of Gopinath and Srimati Radharani, with the understanding that Ananga Manjari is Balaram. Just like Balaram stands on Krishna's right side, so Ananga Manjari is standing on Krishna's right side, or our left side. Balaram just loves to serve Krishna. And his plow is an essential item, just as Lord Vishnu comes with his four symbols of Vishnu. This is the symbol of Lord Balaram. So very quickly, because we have 10 minutes left, and I'm going to try to do the impossible here. This is a very beautiful painting of Lord Brahma coming to the milk ocean, in case you didn't figure out what it is. See those fish there? That's so that you can know it's an ocean. The ocean of milk. Svetadvip, the white island where Lord Vishnu resides, along with Rama Devi. And here's Anantashesh, who's an expansion of Lord Balaram, simply to serve as the sitting place, as well as the pillow, as well as the umbrella, as well as the shoes, as well as all of the paraphernalia of the personality of Godhead, is an expansion of Lord Balaram. Lord Brahma, along with the demigods and Mother Earth in the form of a cow, came to plead with Lord Vishnu. Please come to the earth planet and relieve Mother Earth of the military phalanxes, the overabundance of demoniac kings burdening Mother Earth. Please make your appearance. So Krishna made his appearance. He promised the demigods he would soon appear. And there's his elder brother, Balaram, as Krishna is receiving Abhishek, just like you are performing Abhishek in honor of the appearance of Lord Balaram. So this is in the appearance of Krishna with Baladev observing the Abhishek on Krishna's birth ceremony. Here's another very nice painting. Another really neat way to give Krishna an Abhishek. See Mother Jasoda holding Krishna by her feet and holding Krishna by the hand, while the gopis are offering Abhishek upon Krishna, and there's Balaram watching the fun. After some time, the name-giving ceremony for Krishna was performed by Gargamuni in a very appropriate place, in a cowshed, because Nanda Maharaj had made a visit to Mathura to pay his annual taxes, and while he was there, he felt this is a very good time. The name-giving ceremony has not been officially performed, and Gargamuni, he's the best. And for Krishna, we want the best, and he's the Purohit, the person that knows all these rituals for the Yadu dynasty. So he went to ask Gargamuni to please do this ceremony. Gargamuni felt if this was done in a public place, Kamsa might figure it out. Krishna is actually the eighth son of Devaki, is none other than Krishna. So he thought, let's go to a secret place, a cowshed. Krishna liked that very much. Even in his name-giving ceremony, Krishna was affectionately dealing with the cows. And during that name-giving ceremony, Gargamuni was glorifying Krishna and Balaram, but he was very careful because he knew that Nanda Maharaj had this mood of understanding genuinely that Krishna was his son, different than Vasudeva and Devaki, that understood that he was the personality of Godhead. So he was very careful not to disturb his mood of love, but he gave hints. He said, for example, that your sons, they will manifest strength and capacity like that of Lord Narayan. He didn't say he was Lord Narayan. He will be very powerful like Lord Narayan. And as Krishna and Balaram were performing the pastime of little children growing up, they were the best of friends, the dearest of brothers, enjoying their company like little boys might enjoy their company, but actually it's the other way around. Little boys enjoy the company just as an imitation of how Krishna and Balaram would enjoy each other's company. Gazing into each other's eyes as the personality of Godhead looks upon the personality of Godhead. And the ladies of Braja, they enjoyed the happiness of motherhood like mothers enjoy the happiness of motherhood, but this is the other way around. Mothers enjoy just a reflection of the happiness of parental affection of the elder gopis with Krishna and Balaram as their little children entertaining them. Sometimes the boys would crawl, sometimes like little children they would play with toys. And the elder gopas, just the sight of Krishna and Balaram brought unlimited delight and happiness to them. This was Krishna's mercy and Balaram's mercy, giving happiness to their eternal associates who were residing in Braja. They were also mischievous. Sometimes they'd go into the pasturing ground. Krishna would grab the tail of one calf. Balaram would grab the tail of another calf and pull. And the calves were startled. So the calves began running this way, running that way. And Balaram and Krishna were having a great fun. Riding here, riding there. Oh! But the elder gopis, they were very concerned. Oh, our son might be hurt. In this way, Balaram and Krishna played like little children. Sometimes with great affection, they would pull on Mother Jasoda's earrings. We see children do this sometimes, or pulling on Mother Jasoda's necklace. Oh, children, please stop. But actually enjoying unlimited happiness in the association of their beloved Krishna and Balaram. It's not only Krishna stole butter, and he's known as Makhanchor, but he had an accomplice, very expert accomplice, Balaram. And they would sometimes try to hide inside the storeroom, but they were unable to hide because their bodies were effulgent and would give away where their hiding place was. And Mother Jasoda, she actually enjoyed the happiness of seeing Krishna being mischievous like this, taking as much milk and butter and yogurt as they liked, and then so much was there they began feeding the monkeys. And you all know these pastimes. Not only in Damodar Leela, but it was an unlimited array of Krishna the butter thief. So the gopis then learned they can't just leave the butter in the storeroom, they have to hang them from rafters. That didn't stop the cowherd boys. They figured out how to get it from the rafters, climbing on each other's backs. The biggest cowherd boy at the bottom, and the others getting on his back and feeding one another and feeding the monkeys and enjoying their transcendental pastime. Here's a very polite little monkey just reaching his hand out saying please and thank you. No way. So many paintings of this pastime. Again, another childhood pastime with Balaram is the pastime where Balaram accused falsely, he accused Krishna of eating dirt. Here's the place. There's a ghat, Brahma ghat, where not Lord Brahma, but the other kind of Brahma, B-H-R-A-M-A, Brahma, like one of the defects of the conditioned soul, is being illusioned. So Mother Jasoda became illusioned at Brahma ghat. When here's Balaram pointing an accusing manner at Krishna, he's eaten dirt. And the cowherd boys are confirming, yes, Krishna has eaten dirt. Here's a very, very old painting. And Krishna's saying, Mother Jasoda, it's not true. They're lying. They're just envious of me. And Mother Jasoda said, Krishna, did you eat dirt? No, I haven't eaten dirt. I promise you I haven't eaten dirt. You can look inside my mouth and see I have no dirt in my mouth. And you know what happened when Mother Jasoda looked inside Krishna's mouth. She saw everything, because everything is within Krishna. Just as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, everything is within me. Mother Jasoda saw it. We could go on for a few hours, but unless we want to go on till 2 o'clock in the morning, which we don't want to tonight, I'll just end abruptly and encourage you to appreciate the person who we're honoring this evening. We want to advance in Krishna consciousness. We want to advance on the path to Krishna. To find the path, we need the indication that comes from those who give direction. That's Krishna's representative in the form of the spiritual master. But the original spiritual master, he who discloses Krishna, that's Balaram. But we know, we may see the path, but then we have to travel the path. And to travel the path, we need lots of determination, lots of discrimination, lots of proper understanding of what the path is and what the path isn't. But we also need strength, because without strength, we can't make the journey. So on Balaram's appearance day, we're honoring him and offering our prayers to him. I have several pages of wonderful prayers, which we'll have to do another Balaram Jayanti Mahotsav. I'll just read a couple very quickly. These are prayers by Rupa Goswami honoring Krishna, honoring Balaram. Very quickly. All glories to Ram Ghat, where Lord Balaram performed his rasa dance. All glories to Lord Balaram, son of Rohini. All glories to the residents of Balaram, the residents of Vrindavan. Powerful Lord Balaram is 16 years old, full of luster, of youth, and has a fair complexion, the color of crystal. Balaram wears blue garments and a garland of forest flowers. Balaram's handsome hair is tied in a graceful top knot. Splendid earrings adorn Balaram's ears. Sri Baladev's neck is splendidly decorated with garlands of flowers and strings of jewels, splendid armlets and bracelets adorn Dauji's graceful and very strong arms. Balaram's feet are decorated with splendid jewels and anklets. Sri Baladev is Sri Krishna's dearest friend. Baladev is a great reservoir of the nectar mellows of many kinds of transcendental pastimes. Certainly most famous of his pastimes are his pastimes with the cowherd boys. And he simply served those who were dear to Krishna, the cows, because he was serving Krishna. Let us also take on that same spirit of serving those who are dear to Krishna, the Vaishnavas, and the cows, and the Brahmanas, and the elderly, and the women, and the children, with the strength that Balaram graciously will supply us. We can offer our prayers to him for that today. Thank you very much. Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai.